A lot of times men will meet what they think is a good woman. And I've covered the story of Tyrese Gibson getting divorced. And he has spoken about how he met his ex-wife in a $15 sundress. She signed the prenup. She was okay with everything. And now she is taking him to the cleaners in divorce court. And for months, I've seen Tyrese really asking on different shows where he went wrong. He wasn't unfaithful. He loved his wife. He really has no idea why the marriage dissolved. And this is how a lot of men in their 40s and 50s hit the red pill. They really think that they have their life figured out. They have the woman that they love. They're good with it for the rest of their life. And then one day their woman comes home and wants a divorce and they don't know why. A lot of times men will.
Well. Good evening. Today we're going to talk about the story of Samantha Lee, the woman who had it all and gave it up trying to get more. We got to talk about this. Let's get right into it. Good evening, everyone. This is a very interesting story. Why is this important? Because I believe that it's at the root of the destruction of America and the American family. I think it has a lot to do with feminism, but I think we got to get into the psychology. We got to talk about it. We got to understand what the hell is going on. And I invite the chat to make your comments. I want to go through the story of Samantha Lee. And I'm asking the people, I'm asking you, I'm asking the ladies in particular, what the hell do you want? You have Tyrese, who is, I mean, I guess you can call him a sex symbol. I mean, he's a model, you know. He's a multimillionaire. At the time when they got married, he was worth about $10 million. After the marriage, that was cut in half, so the marriage, like, let him out. But he's a platinum recording artist. He is a A-list actor, celebrity. He's a man of God. He loves God. He loves Jesus Christ. He seems, from what it seems to me, shout out to the conspiracy theorists out there who knows what's going on in Hollywood, but he seems to me to have remained grounded in the world of entertainment without getting into the dark side. He seems to have it going on. Tyrese Gibson. He could be living the Playboy lifestyle, but he wants to be married. He wants to be a family man. He wants to do it right for the Lord. And so he finds a very modest woman. Maybe she has some natural beauty. Maybe you can look and say, well, she's a little crazy. I can see it just in the little crazy twinkle that's in there. But when he met her, she wasn't fabulous at all. He talks about meeting her. She was wearing a $10 sundress. She was very humble. She didn't seem to be impressed with money and fame and celebrity. And he said, I found the woman of my dreams. Beautiful, humble. And I believe that I can make her happy. And he thought he was going to make her happy. And, you know, well, she was happy there. Yeah, she was happy at the wedding. Gave her a beautiful wedding. She was invited to all of the bow tie events, tuxedo events. She was happy there. She was very happy there. The trips overseas, abroad, she was very happy there. Wow, look, another event she was at. Oh, she's very happy. She loves that camera. There she is again in front of the paparazzi, you know, just a cheesing away. And he really honored her here. She had a birthday party. He threw a great birthday party for her where she was given the throne. So she was kind of like the queen, you know, so she had the throne. And she was very happy there. He can't seem to understand what went wrong. So we have to talk about it because I want to try to figure out what exactly is it that you want. What is it that Samantha wants? We got to figure out, what is it going to take to make Samantha happy? Somebody help me. We're going to figure this out. She's happy there. That's them home, make home videos with the family. They were very much a family. There they are at home, wearing their matching sweatsuits, you know, all coupled up, all lubby-dubby, you know. There they go in the bed, as, you know, Saturday morning with the family all together, just having a good time. She was happy there. So what really happened? You know, and I'm going to open this up to the chat because I don't know. I really don't understand. This is the man who wrote, "Sweet Lady, Would You Be My Love for a Lifetime?" He chose her to be the love, you know, the Sweet Lady, the song, the R&B classic. Oh, boy. And he went on a trip to go to shoot a video, you know, and do some entertainment business work. And he came home and she just left the house. She left the house. It was, you know, just, he didn't understand what was going on. It was just like a light switch and just went, it just shut off. And his whole world was crushed. He was kind of, and let me just point this out. All of this kind of transpired while he was kind of going through some type of mental health breakdown. And a lot of people kind of made fun of Tyrese because he was going on podcasts and he was just venting, and you know, he was going through some things in his career, he was going through some things in his personal life, and so he would go on these podcasts and they were ripping him. So he, for a period of time, Tyrese was kind of like the laughing stock of the entertainment business. They were, Tyrese is very emotional, he's coming on these podcasts, he's talking about this, he's crying, he's upset, yada yada yada. So she chose that time to leave him, to try to break his spirit. And she thought that she was going to be able to be a part of the avalanche of criticism coming from social media, coming from the media, coming from the industry. Does that make sense? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I mean, everybody was attacking Tyrese at that time. That's the time she realized, I want a divorce. Because she figured, you know what? I can spin off of this relationship. Because he paraded her about in the world. He paraded her about, and she developed a lot of fame and celebrity as a result of being his wife. And she figured she would leave him at that time. And immediately after divorcing him, she became a social media influencer. Go figure. That was her plan. I'm going to leave my husband, my family, and I'm going to turn to social media and be a relationship coach for women, to teach other women how to be devious and scandalous. This is what she's doing. And she's manipulated the minds of many, many women into this whole guilt complex and this whole victim mentality and this whole thing. What the hell's really going on? What is it that Samantha really wants? Is it attention? Is it money? Is it just to conquer her man? And that's what I wanted to really touch on, because some of this stuff doesn't make sense to me. It's like, what more can you ask for? You have everything. And I realize what it is. The only thing that she really wants is more. And she pursued this divorce. She lost her family. She ultimately got exposed because, thanks to people like Danica and Dope Ass Discussion, shout out to Danica. You're the best, one of the best at this, up there with Candace Owens and my sister Pearl Davis, the sister you heard talking in the very beginning. Danica with Dope Ass Discussions, great. And of course, Dr. Yaya with The Narcissist, because this lady's a narcissist for sure. No empathy, no sense of wrong, like, hey, I shouldn't do this. This is not right. You're crushing this man's life. He's held you up in high esteem, and now you're parading yourself through social media, condemning the man. The man's done nothing to you. The man's done nothing to you. So what's going on in the mind of many of the modern women who have the mindset of Samantha? And I'm just curious what people think. Is the attitude that I'm just going to fake love, fake a relationship just to get what I want. And then when I'm ready, I'm just going to rip the man's heart right out of his chest. Is that what's going on? Or is it I'm going to get with a good man and then use him for marketing purposes? Let him parade me around. Let him give me a lot of credibility and status. And then I'll rip his heart out of his chest. What is really going on? Do women really, really want relationships? Do they want to be wives? I'm just curious. So place your comments in the chat. You know, I don't want to come off too opinionated on this first one because I know I'm going to have to double back on this after this video. This is the woman who had it all. This is Eve, ladies and gentlemen. This is Eve. This is Eve in modern day. This is a woman who got everything and can't ask for more. But of course, she's asking for more. Now, the story goes that once she ran into the prenuptial wall, meaning that she would not be able to get any more money from him, she wasn't going to be able to finesse any more money from him out of child support or anything. She wasn't going to be able, and plus the industry was no longer buying into it because Tyrese is kind of like, he has a lot of credibility. You know, the fact that he hasn't sold out to Satanism in Hollywood, you know, he has a lot of, they know he's not one of the devils of the industry, which everybody in Hollywood is not a devil. It's a lot of them, but not everybody. And he's one of those guys who, you know, he's remained grounded. All right, you can criticize him, whatever, but I know he's a pretty grounded dude. And so a lot of people just didn't buy it because it's just like, you know, he's not like he's sleeping around with a bunch of women and all that. He, you know, he's not abusing you. He didn't hit you. He's not beating you up. So what the hell do you want? What does Samantha Lee want? Does anybody know? Put it in the chat. What does she want? Let's see here. I like this. Clout chasing, attention seeking, heartbreaking women. Yes, that sounds correct. Women, you must stop this. This is an evil thing that you're doing. It's not okay. I think they need to feel like it's not okay. I don't know if they actually have empathy, so they may not register hurting other people. But I think it's time to start saying, ladies, we love you. We think you're great. We want to give you the world, but we don't want you to be evil, manipulating demonic spirits and entities because you're destroying the whole entire country with this shit. You got to stop. This is a woman who has everything. You know, Tyrese is chocolate brother, chocolate love. That's Tyrese, chocolate brother. The muscles, the abdominal ripples, the singing, sweet lady, would you be mine? Coca-Cola on the bus. Remember back in the day, this is Tyrese. And I'm just like, I don't understand. You know, he's not a mega wealthy person. And this is a caveat, right? But think about this. This shit doesn't make any sense, right? But think about this. She was a very modest person in terms of her career. She worked hard. She went to school. She got her a good job. She had a good job. Social work. So she was making about 100 grand. Nothing crazy. So, you know, 100 grand is it's a good job, but it's just a job. Because after taxes, you really ain't making no money. So you're just doing all right. It's a decent job, okay? It's enough to get you in debt. Anyway. Yeah, it's the truth. But it's not a crap load of money. She's not, like, wealthy. You know, she was very modest, blue-collar, decent job. And he chose her out of all of the women in Hollywood, in L.A., in Barbados, in Turks and Caicos, in all of the world that he's traveled, in Italy, in Rome, and all of the islands, and all of the goddesses that he's met who hop out of Bentleys because they're beautiful and they're rich. And he chose a modest woman. And I think he chose a modest woman on purpose. I think he told himself in his mind, if I find a woman that's modest, that comes from humble beginnings, I believe I can give her a life that will make her happy. And as a man wants to provide for his woman and make his woman happy. He wants his woman to have a beautiful life. He wants her to want and need for nothing and just wants her to be happy and content. But I'm going to tell you what happens. And I said all that to say this. When you get into the world of the millionaires and the people with money, what you start realizing is there's different levels of money. So you start to realize, she love bombed him. You right. That's the real shit. That's crazy. That's so crazy. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. Thank you, Michelle. We got to talk about that because that's so crazy. People don't know anything about this. Love bomb. It's totally fake. Anyway, so there's different levels of money. So I think what happened is she got introduced to Tyrese in his life and she realized that, you know, he's got money. He's got some millions. He's got publishing checks coming in. He's got platinum records, so he's getting publishing checks. He's got movie deals, money coming in. He's got sponsorships. He's got several different streams of income. He's making money. You know, he's worth a couple million. He's making money. But there's people who make much, much more money than him. You know, he's not the wealthiest guy in the entertainment business, not even close. But she couldn't be content with that. Just outside of the borders of the kingdom was a little bit more. Oh my God, it's disgusting. Just outside of the home that was given to her, the idea of a little bit more, the idea of, I don't even want to say this. I'm trying not to, I don't want to offend anybody because I don't want to say this the wrong way. But the idea of shaming her man. You know, I'm going to leave him. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go on social media and just make a mess. Just make a mess. And the man been good to you. The man done loved you. The man done took you from nothing. The man done brought you in circles that you would have never been in, brought you to places you would have never, ever seen and never been ever in life. And your thank you. And this is what I'm starting to realize. And this is spiritual too, because at the end of the day, God said that the woman is supposed to help the man. That's what you're there for. You're there to help him. And when you want that anointing and power, you want that harmony, you want all them blessings that come, help your man. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing, okay? It's not a bad thing to be a good woman that loves your man and respects your man. And God says, help the man. And I don't think women want to help men. Modern women, because of feminism, I don't believe that they want to help their men. I think they want to shame their men. I think they have the spirit of the black widow. And they want to leave their men broken and destroyed. And, you know, it's very disappointing. But the thing is that she convinced him. And if you ever watch the interviews, it's heartbreaking because he's like, I thought we loved each other. She's a narcissist, a total narcissist. He's like, I thought we was a family. Like we loved each other. You know, I did all these things for you. You see the picture. Then let me put the picture back up. And then you see his face. I seen his face. He was like, something's up here. Maybe this chick is crazy. Hold on, check this out. This is what he did for her at the birthday party. Now, we know the sister wasn't going to have no birthday parties like that without the Mr. Tyrese Gibson, the brother, the chocolate brother. Sweet lady, would you be my love for a lifetime? She was doing, look at the fake phony. You see the fake phony with the hand on the chest? She's so phony. And you see how the hands is locked with the fingers and he's just giving her undivided attention and love, and he's got her sitting in the throne. You know why? Because she's the queen. But she wasn't truly worthy. She wasn't deserving of it. And I'm going to tell you something, and this is for the men. Brothers, get you an ugly woman. I'm talking about fugly. Listen, our society today puts too much stock into the beauty, because up underneath that beauty is, it seems like a lot of times, crazy. Okay. Right up underneath that pretty, crazy. Okay. All right. I'm just saying, man. But he loved her, man. You know, you can't knock him. So are you guys familiar with the term simp? Simping? Have you heard of that? Simp. You know what a simp means? Anybody knows what simp means? Well, the simp is basically, it's a guy that's like very nice to a woman. He goes out, he pays for the dinner, he opens the door, he's, you know. The simp is basically, simp is like, basically you're not somebody who takes advantage of women. You're like a nice guy. You're like trying to help women. Now, you know, you're a good guy. You see, in the old days, they used to call it a gentleman. Now they call it a simp. God bless him. He tried to be a good man and be a gentleman and be this type of guy. And he got played. He got played. But ultimately, because God is on his side, you know, it didn't really work the way that she thought it was going to work, because God doubled back, flipped it, took her, slammed her on her neck. And then now she's looking like crazy in the industry. Everybody knows she's totally had an agenda. And thank God for people like Pearl Davis. I'm so grateful for the ladies who speak to these things, because nobody would never listen to a man. I'm so grateful for people like Danica with the Dope Ass Discussions. I'll be posting her on the community board sometime. You got to check her out. She's a very beautiful African-American woman that's married, who respects her husband. She's very feminine, but she kicks that real shit that the ladies got to hear it. And ladies, let me just say this. You'll be a better woman for her. You'll be a better woman for it. And you know what? A man will love you. If you listen to some of these sisters, what they're telling you is the truth. Candace Owens, Danica with the Dope Ass Discussions, Pearl Davis, you need to be listening to them every single day. And tell your friends, don't call me no more. I'm changing my number. Do not call me. I am no longer a thought. I am now a lady, and I transform my mind starting today. Start listening to Candace Owens. Okay, I got that out. I had to get that out of my chest. What's up, Tress? It's a hard thing. Yeah. Let me see. And Jody says, know the role. Jody, I'm telling you, this is about God at the end of the day. Like, that's the reason why I'm bringing it up, because I feel like we're so far from, we don't like God. We don't like God's plan. We don't like God's plan. I'm like, it's just what God wants. You just got to trust God. God is telling the man what he has to do, his role in the household, and he's telling the woman, but that feminism pay. I'm telling you, that feminism pays. And the women have to not choose the money over the family. They got to stop this, man. This is crazy. And but let me put this up. Ooh, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you give me protection and safety all around me, angels, as I get ready to put this next picture up. Because Tyrese was brokenhearted. And so she, you know, once she realized that she wasn't going to destroy his life, and he was going to be the laughing stock of Hollywood and the music industry and everything else, and she started to realize that people got caught on to what she was doing on social media. Because I caught on to it too. No lie, no cap. I was watching, like, because I kept watching, because when I first got on TikTok, right, I kept seeing her videos, you know, and her TikTok videos, and she would always say, three things that a confident man don't like. The type of woman that a man like, you know, she has these little TikTok little videos that she makes, and it's interesting too, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I can relate, like I'm listening, I'm like, okay, she's dropping some knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, you know, I would hit the little heart button or the whatever. Sometimes I save it on my page, and I'm like, yeah, I like this lady. I didn't realize that was Tyrese's wife, ex-wife. So then once I realized that this was Tyrese's ex-wife going viral on TikTok as a relationship coach, I'm like, the woman who threw away her entire beautiful life that only God could have given you, that you're crazy. You threw it off for what? Now you're on social media trying to be a social media influence. Could it be that you just want to be famous? Is that what it is, Samantha? You want to be famous? Is that what it is? You want attention. How important is intention? Because we talk about social media, we talk about the dopamine, we talk about the like button gives you a certain dopamine. Is it attention? They say some women like the wedding more than they like the marriage. They want the wedding more than they want the marriage. You've heard this before. You've heard this before, where there's all this excitement and energy about the wedding, because the wedding really isn't about the union of the two. The wedding is about everybody gonna see me in my dress. Everybody's gonna see that somebody want me. And so the guy becomes a marketing tool. There is no real love for the man. The man is only good to help fulfill your every need. It's horrible. And we got to get back to the biblical principle. We need the old grandmothers back. We need to create the technology to bring them back. There's no other way. We got to bring them back. We got to bring them back and make them talk to these sisters. We got to bring them back. We got to get their consciousness and bring it back into the world and talk to the sisters again. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. I want to touch on the love bomb, because I know Michelle mentioned the love bomb. Not a true prime. I listen to more men than women just saying, well, that's you, Jody. You know, most, you know, but you know, you're a woman of the kingdom. Let me just say this too, because I gotta clarify this sometimes, because I realize what I'm saying. This is like, you know, am I referring to all women? I am not referring to women of the kingdom. I'm not talking. This is what they need. These are not the women of the kingdom. These are the modern day feminists. They have the mind of the feminists, and they're being rewarded for it. So they think it's right. They think that what they're doing is, this is what they're supposed to do. And guys don't got a clue. I'm telling you. And for most guys, it's probably not even worth it. It's better to be alone. It's better. You don't know what you're dealing with, brother. You don't know what you're dealing with. And when I look at Tyrese, man, and I look at to what extent that he actually wifed her up and made her his and committed to her and to build a life with her, you know what I'm saying? And, for you know, it's just like, damn. It's like, you know, she played that wife role. You know, she loved that camera. She's marketing herself. Modeling agencies, are you out there? Anybody interested in giving me a deal? Anybody wanting some TV show? People reached out to me. You know, honey, I got an email. Yeah, they was interested in me. They seen me at the thing with you, and they want to know if I could come and speak. They want, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, her selfish ambition for her own gain took precedent over her marriage. And let me just say this. I think it's great for a woman to have a career. I'm all for it. I'm all for the divine feminine. Go and be great. Okay, be great. Don't put nothing over your family. It's just a job. It's a job. Don't put nothing over your family. And if you got a man that love you, you need to sit your ass down. For real. If he love you and he's trying to help you and let me just say this about the provider aspect. That's when the man separates the bullshit from the real shit. I don't think women understand that. When the man says, I'm going to give you this ring, or I'm going to give you my time, oh, I'm going to help you in a situation. I'm going to actually be there for you. That man is trying to tell you that he got love for you, that he respects you, that he loves you. And that's your opportunity to now, this is a word that most modern women don't like, but here it goes. Somebody say, say it, Brian. I'm going to say it. You ready? Here it comes. Reciprocate. You got to reciprocate. You got to start loving now. And I don't think she understood that. Reciprocating. I'm sorry. I said it. I feel better now. Ah, boy. But before I put this picture up, oh my God. Yeah. I'm not going to put it up just yet. It's only 30 minutes. How you guys doing? Are we all right? Is this good? This is a good chat, right? It's a good chat. The Samantha Lee story, the woman who had it all and lost it, trying to get more. Stupid. You had the chocolate brother. You had the man with the abs on the bus with the Coca-Cola. What's wrong with you? I don't get it. But she did it. It's a feminist mindset, you know? But Michelle brought up the love bomb. How do these guys fall for this? How do they fall for it? How you guys... such suckers. How do you fall for it? I'm going to tell you what happens. It's called the love bomb. Michelle brought it up. And the love bomb is a weapon that only... Yo, what in the hell? Yo. Hold up, man. Look. It's just so crazy. God, the love bomb. The love bomb. Do you guys know what the love bomb is? Shout out to Dr. Yaya. I wish she was here. She would explain it in a very... The love bomb is when the love... She explains it perfectly. But anybody knows what the love bomb is? We've talked about it in these chats with Dr. Yaya. Are you aware of what the love bomb is? Are you aware of that? Anybody in the chat? The love bomb is the fakest act of intimacy and chemistry you can ever imagine. Complete fake love, complete fake affection. It's completely fake, but it's like it feels so real. So imagine you meet someone, and this doesn't have to be a romantic thing or anything like that. You just meet someone, and all of a sudden, it's like, man, I met this man. We had a great conversation, and oh my God, man, we talked all day. You know, it's like I said something, and he finished my other sentence. You know, that it's like, but it's all fake. So you got to imagine counterfeit love. Thank you for that trust. Counterfeit love. It's as fake as it comes. So this is how it happens to men and women, by the way. So it's not just men, but in this particular story, it's a man. But it happens both genders, right? But I'm going to say the word, the narcissist. The narcissist. The narcissist. The narcissist will fake that love. So the victim of the narcissist believes there's something special here. Because they've love bombed you. They've poured out all this love on you. And they've given you this love that you probably never felt in your life. And you're like, oh my God, it's the first time I've ever had this type of connection. And, you know, we had great conversations and so helpful. And oh my God, it was almost like everything I thought. They just did it. It was just crazy. We're getting married. Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha. Gotcha, ass. Got your ass. Okay, stop. Okay, come back. Oh, God almighty. God almighty. You know, these elites done fucked this world. Pardon my friends. These elites done messed this world up. It ain't like this by accident. You know what I mean? We know how we got like this. You know what I mean? We know how it got like this. They messed this up. These Rockefellers. But this, the feminism is in the brain. The Cardi B is in the brain. The Cardi B music. Cardi B, you need to go to church and get baptized and don't never come up. We need to baptize you and just leave. In the next, you're like, I'm saved. No, that demon got to stay under the water. Just hold it. Brother, don't you think she let up by now? You think she saved it? No. She ain't saved. She's destroying America. Cardi B is in the brain. One day I challenge you to go and listen to the music, listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics of Megan Thee Stallion. Listen to what they're telling the women. Listen to it. Listen to what they're telling them. Listen to how they talk about men and using them in these games and these mind games and all of this stuff that they're doing. And you're seeing it in the story of Samantha Lee. And she played herself. You know, you play yourself. You played yourself, baby. Here we go. You had it, man. Now ain't nobody going. Whatever. Maybe you'll find the right guy. Right. Yeah. Good luck. But anyway, so God bless him, man. The brother went through a lot, you know, publicly. I think he's battling a lot of the spirits in Hollywood. He did a video not too long ago where he was talking about in an interview, and he said all these people in Hollywood openly and blatantly promoting the devil. He said if they're going to openly promote the devil, then we need to openly promote our Jesus, our Lord. This is Tyrese. This is the man. You know what I mean? Come on, you got to give him his respect. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, damn, the dude is rich. He's the man. He's a sex symbol. He's a multimillionaire. He's faithful. He loves God. I'm not going to say the B word at this particular moment, which I would love to say, but I'm not. But what do you want, Samantha? What do you want? What do you really want? What does she want, Michelle? What does she want? What is it that you want? Do you want a billionaire? What is it? What is it? What is it going to take to fill that gaping cavity in your soul? What is it? Why isn't it enough? I don't understand. I don't understand. Oh, summer, summer, summertime, summertime. Michelle said, I've been love bombed before. Yeah. Yeah, the love bomb. It was all a dream. Woo. Oh my God. I love it. Yeah. Yeah, he was good friends with Paul Walker. I don't know what happened with Paul Walker. I mean, I know he died in a car wreck. It's called kind of rumors out there about what happened to him, but but yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah. Well, you know, let me tell you, man. I was listening to Andrew Tate has this interview. Oh, was he bad? Well, I don't know. If he was, I don't know. I don't know anything about his, you know, what he's done in Hollywood in terms of Paul Walker. Andrew Tate did an interview on Fresh and Fit podcast. And, you know, he's around all of these, you know, feminists, you know, these ladies that's, you know, it's all about trying to get a buck and, you know, our grandparents would be very embarrassed to see this, but that's what the type of time they on. And I'm not judging them because I know how they got like that. Just like the guys in the hood, the sisters is the same thing. It's the music that's making them like that. It's getting in their mind and it's telling them to be this way, and it's working. You see in the whole generation, the whole mind, that's what I'm saying. All you people out there who don't allow the good stuff to get to the place where it can reach the people, you're not helping, okay? You're not helping. The people need to hear other voices. We need Candace Owens. We need Pearl Davis. We need these people all in their face. That's what it's going to take. You know, Pearl Davis, as powerful as she is, you know, she's just basically on her own, just making a video, just like me, making these YouTube videos doing this. I said, man, I don't get it. I don't get it. Whatever. I'm gonna leave that alone. He says mass manipulation. Yeah, so Andrew Tate was on Fresh and Fit, and he's talking to these sisters, and you know, they're just talking about, I don't even want to repeat it. It's just, it's really sad. It's really sad because, you know, I'm a person that believe that, you know, I think women are almost like better than men, to be honest with you. That's just my personal opinion. I believe that God fashioned women in a certain way, that they have certain things that men just don't possess, to be honest with you. And that's why the woman is such a you know, so special to men, you know, the better half. They're literally and technically better. Pardon my ashy knuckles. I am an old scrapper. You know, women have a certain intuition and just a certain, there's a lot of things they just do better than men. And just women are just better. Is they just, you're just not a man. You know, you're just not the man. You're not, you don't, then they haven't been given the same charge. They haven't been given the same authority, but they're very, very much capable and very powerful in their own right. So when you see this, it's beyond the dumbing down. This has gone into straight degradation. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, like this. And I'm like, man, sisters, you missing it. Like, this ain't it. They're leading you in the wrong direction. Direction that they're leading you is not the right direction. And so it's really heartbreaking. And long story short, but Andrew Tate is talking to a whole panel of all of these sisters, and they're talking about the life that they want to do, you know, and all this wild stuff. And he's telling them, that's not cute. A guy is not going to be interested in the girl that's out sleeping with all these men. The woman that the guy is going to be interested in is the one that's by herself, living a respectable life. That's the one he's going to want to commit to, not this woman that's out here living this way. And he said, you know what? He told him the story. He said, when my grandmother was old, we were all, I don't remember it verbatim, but you know, he was basically saying, my grandmother had so many children and grandchildren and all these, and you know, that were all, you know, there at this family reunion, all because of her. And that's her legacy. That's her college diploma. That's her viral TikTok video or whatever you want to call it. Whatever is luring the women from the place that God has called them to. But this woman has that high honor that, you know, she's mothered all of these children and she set an example for all of them and pushed everybody to go out there and be great. That's what it's about. Stood by her man through thick and thin. That's what it's about. You know, not just seeking after her own glory, because a woman ain't supposed to have her own glory. I'm going to say it. I know some people ain't going to like it, but it's just the truth. You got to understand, when you represent somebody, you don't represent yourself. You got to be a true servant heart. You got to have a servant's heart to understand that I'm not coming in my own name. Do you understand that? This ain't about me. I come in another one's name. I'm speaking on his behalf. I'm representing for him. I'm trying to make him proud. I'm trying to make him look good. As the Church of Jesus Christ, ain't that what we're supposed to be doing? We're trying to make him look good. We're trying to represent him. We're trying to serve him. We're trying to get well done, good and faithful servant, you know, enter my kingdom, enter into my rest. Ain't that what we're supposed to be doing? That's what a bride is supposed to do. That's what the wife is supposed to do. She's not supposed to be living for her own glory. She's supposed to be trying to figure out, what can I do to make life sweeter for you? And that man will run through walls, climb over mountains, and do everything to make sure that your life is sweet. Straight from the vine. Yes, he will. You just don't even know. I don't know. Maybe I've said too much. She said talk that talk. There we go. All right. You're with me. I appreciate it. I kind of went on a little Reverend Ronnie Roy rant for a minute. Pardon me. So, anyway, I don't know. I think this is a tragic story, but broken hearts do heal. And nothing heals the broken heart like new love. Shout out to Tyrese. He's found new love. He's found new love, the new love of his life, who came to put the pieces of his broken heart back together. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, with his new darling baby. There she is. And Samantha, that could have been you, but no. God bless us. So, there it is. There it is. Tyrese is all right. Tyrese is all set. He's getting over it. So, I don't know. You find out, you let me know. I'm going to come double back on this in a couple of weeks. Just watch how it play out, double back. There's a lot we can learn from this, especially the ladies. Men, too. Men, you got to stop being suckers. Yeah, you got to stop being suckers. And you just got to stop. It's just a different time. You know, the gentleman of the old days is an old way. It doesn't apply today. It doesn't apply. Okay. The gentleman, the whole thing, can we just come to an agreement? There's no such thing as gentleman anymore. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? Yes or no? Do you agree with me? You know, when my kids were young, my sons, you know, I taught my sons this way, the sucker way. I had to retrain him, son. Listen, everything I taught you is over. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that. Holy smoke. Oh, shit. Holy crap. But I taught my sons, you know, you meet a young lady, you go out, you know, you respect her, you treat her right, you know, you take care of the bill, you hold, you know, be a gentleman. That's what I've always taught my kids. And they did good. You know, they did good. But now I'm like, I don't think you should, you know, because he's like, you might be just getting played like a sucker. They might be feeling like, oh, he paid for lunch. I'm about to, this guy's a total simp. I'm going to, he paid for my lunch. He sat down, we had lunch, he paid for the bill. I'm going to destroy his life. It's crazy. Ladies. When you got a man that loves you, cares about you, he's trying to be there for you. What you're supposed to do is, the word is, I'm going to say it, it's called reciprocate. That's the way you do. You're not supposed to think, you're not supposed to take total advantage of it. You're supposed to reciprocate it. Reciprocate. God. Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's really dangerous to be a gentleman these days. That's what I think. I think it's dangerous to be a good guy. Yeah, the world's kind of cruel. You know, the world's kind of cruel. And until things change, I think guys, we really need to be guarded. And, you know, the sisters, the ladies, you know, you got to start choosing the family, the legacy over the money. You know, got to do it for the kids. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. I hope this helped somehow. For some reason, I feel like it hasn't. But I got it off my chest. I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I just was watching it. And I was just like, this is just unbelievable. Tyrese? of all people. What do you want? Damn it. You got everything. And I realize, well, guess what? In Tyrese's world, there's a lot of people who got a lot more than him. And that's what she wanted. And she, and now she's back at square one. You know, it's horrible. Ladies, tighten up. Get your shit together, man. Fellas, get a dog. Guys, have a great night. Michelle said discernment is key. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, men are not without any fault, you know. You know, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm about to say this to the men. I'm gonna do another video about this. Put too much stock in the physical. Yeah. That devil be behind that pretty face. So I'm gonna do another one about that, because society puts so much value on the physical and very little value on your morals, your spirituality, your traditions. What you laughing at, Catherine? What's up, Catherine? What are you laughing at? What did I say? You know, but, you know, society puts too much on, you know, the physical beauty and, you know, being physically attracted and all that. And that's what makes it possible for this type of deception to take place. And, yeah, get a dog. Yeah. I mean, you know, just, yeah, get a dog. Get a dog. Get your doggy, man. He be all right, man. You know, you be all right. Get your dog, bro. You know, unless you're blessed to get the, you know, she comes down on a cloud and, you know, that's all you, Jack. You know, you be good to go. You know, but if they ain't coming like that, man, go on a date. It's okay. Just go on a date. Nothing else. A date. On a date, sit down, have a nice dinner, a nice lunch, nice breakfast. Goodbye. No. Goodbye. Goodbye. This is it right now. I feel something special. I feel something too. It's telling me to get in my car and go home. Bye. Yeah, this is over. Yeah. Yeah. Because once you get, it's like once the commitment happens, it's like, now I'm going to come out, take my mask off. Now it's time to get crazy. He's fell in love. It's time to crack him upside his head. It's crazy. God bless us. Find someone who truly loves and serves the Lord. That's true. I told my sons that too. I said, if you got to find somebody who loves Christ, man. If you don't got no woman that don't love Christ, man, brother, you better stop. Ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work, brother. You don't know what type of, she talking to the earth. She talking to all types of spirits. I don't know. What is you doing over there, man? You talking to, who's you talking to? Who's you talking to? Oh, Lord. Yeah, you got to love Jesus for sure. And see, I used to be a little open-minded, you know. Oh, well, you never know, as long as you're a good person. Oh, hell no. You got to go to church and you got to get the Bible. Jesus Christ, say it in the cross. Put it on you. Yeah, straight up. Jesus Christ. Yes. Bump that shit, man. It ain't... guys, I love you guys. Thank you for having this chat with me. I think this is important. I think this is helpful. Somebody's going to be helped out there. Some lady out there is saying, which path should I take? Should I? See, you put the cross on it and it starts smoking. You know, What path should I take? You know, I'm gonna tell you what, ladies, think about your grandmother. Think about your elders that came before you and make them proud. You know what type of woman they wanted you to be. Be that. Be that. Turn the music off. Stop listening to the rappers and the celebrities and Nicki Minaj and all that crap. You got to get that shit out your head. I'm telling you, man, and nobody's calling it out. They don't want to admit it. It's the music. What do you want? I mean, they don't have no other options. Where's our Candace Owens rappers? And our, you know, where is that? They don't exist. They only get the wicked shit. And it's messing up all these women in their mind, and it's just messing them up. It's messing. It ain't they. I'm not gonna really say it's they fault, because you know they victims too. They kind of came up in this society where they've been programmed, bro. They're programmed to be like that. It's the truth. Oh well, everybody got choices. Yes, yeah, I know that. Duh. I mean, I get it. I understand, but I'm just saying that they're being heavily influenced that this is the right way to be. You know, to hate men, to plot on men, you know, and all of this stuff, man, it's just horrible. It's destroying love. You know, people are missing out on the beauty of a true loving relationship. They can't even have it because you can't even trust anybody. You can't even have a trusting relationship with nobody. Yeah, but anyway, I'm sorry. You know. Praise and worship. Yeah, Jesus Christ, man. You got to go to church. You got to give your life to Jesus, baby. I mean, you got no Jesus and all that, man. I wouldn't. Anyway, I know somebody out there is not going to like that. It's all about Jesus Prime. Whatever. I'm just being honest. That's just what I think, man. I think we've gotten, this is the proof positive. We've gotten so far from God. And now we've gotten into this feminism, and now we've got chronic narcissism going on. May God, and I thought about this too. So everybody, if you're listening, if you got narcissistic tendencies, got narcissistic ways, Jesus so loved the world. God so loved the world, gave his only begotten son. And whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever, including the narcissist. That means that yes, narcissists can be saved. They just will need a complete soul replacement. Complete soul. Complete soul replacement. Yeah. So they can be saved, because that's the power of the gospel. I have to believe that, or otherwise I'm a hypocrite. So all narcissists can be saved. Okay. It's possible. So narcissists, if you're out there, you can be saved. It may be a struggle to get down on your knees and repent and to acknowledge your wrongs. And it may hurt you. It may hurt you to feel that demonic principality ripping himself from your soul and fleeing back to the gates of hell where he came from. But it's okay. You'll be fine after that. You'll laugh and cry, but you'll be feeling great and totally free and liberated once that demonic spirit has fled from your soul. And for the first time, you'll be free. You'll feel freedom. You'll feel love. You'll feel... I'm serious, man. I'm not joking. I'm actually being serious. Miss Wiseman, I'm so total soul replacement. It's the only way. But they can't be saved. They can get the soul replacement. You can get the soul replacement, narcissist. You can. God loves you too. I have to tell you that, because I was thinking about it. I said, you know, there's something about the way I'm talking about this. I feel like maybe it's feeling like condemnation. Maybe it feels like you're trying to. And I said, man, you know what? I always believe God wants us to reach the unreachable and teach the unteachable. And so that will be the narcissist. Yeah. You know, remember there was the man who was in the tombs, you know, who had the legion, had all the demons and all this and that. And everybody was terrified of him. He was a narcissist, a little crazy man in the graveyard, just acting crazy. Yeah, and then Jesus came, and Jesus turned his life around. Whew. So Jesus can save even the narcissist. That'll be great. We want you to be saved. We want you to get your life together and turn around and repent. We want you to feel the pain that you've caused and have some remorse. We don't want you to be condemned, but it's human. It's all right to say, you know what? I feel bad that I did this to you. I'm sorry. I feel bad about it. And that's how you correct it. It's the conviction in your heart makes you never do it again, because you learn, I don't want to feel that feeling again. I don't want to feel like, damn, I hurt somebody, or I made somebody feel bad, or whatever, you know, to just not outright give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck. And I have to say it that way because that's what it is. You don't give a fuck. You just ripping lives and just on to the next. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even do that. How could you do that? How could you just be this animal? How do you do it? Lord, just let God into your heart and he'll turn it around for you. Anyway. Yeah, I know. It takes time. We need better coaches. We need better coaches. We need our elders. We need some powerful voices with influence and with impact to help change things, you know. And I think I'm going to be honest with you. Let me tell you one more thing. This is what pisses me off. I literally want to punch a hole through this screen right now, because that's how frustrating this is to me. I know how easy this problem is to fix. You realize that? Do you realize that you can push a button? Boop. We're going to ban hip hop, gangster rap, anything that talks about repetitive acts of violence and this and that. We're banning it. No, we not. It's not getting streamed. It's not getting. It'll probably save thousands of lives. Just that one decision. We're going to take Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, take them to a very large cliff. Say, hey, look over there. I want to show you something. Get over here. Sorry. And then start over. And then what we do is we have some new, very talented artists with clothing on who wears clothes, and then let them be famous. And then let all the people be like, yo, this new artist with the clothes on, I'm feeling them. Yeah, I'm about to buy the album. I want to wear clothes too, just like the new famous, successful artist. That's all you got to do. It'd be that fast. Everybody have them clothes. God. All right. I'm done. I got it out of my system. I feel so much better. Well, say a prayer for Samantha Lee. She's going through it. You know, the prenup stood up. The prenup stood up, man, and she ain't getting nothing. And now she's trying to get back with Tyrese, and Tyrese has moved on. You know, Tyrese has now found love and healing in his new relationship. He ain't thinking about Samantha Lee anymore. He used to think about Samantha Lee, and now he's not. He's not thinking about Samantha Lee at all, actually. He's actually thinking about somebody else. He's thinking about his new love of his life. That'll be Zelle. Zelle. That's her name, and they're in love, and they have a beautiful life, and she just got a brand new Range Rover, and yeah. What a ditty. What a silly, silly lady. Oh, boy. God bless you, Mr. Tyrese. Wish you much success, my brother. Wish you much success and happiness on your journey. I see you trying, brother. You're trying to be a good brother. They're going to bring the play out you, but don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be like one of those. Be the man, the king that you are, and keep doing what you're doing, brother. And much love to you. Part two. Yeah. Absolutely. Part two. Yes, we're going to definitely come back. I'm going to just let the story play out a little bit. I just want to make sure that it's helpful some kind of way. I'm not trying to insult nobody, really. I just want, you know, this is a tough conversation. Because it's like, I don't know if women see what they're doing. I don't know if they realize, like, yo, what are you doing? Like, what is it that you really want? Like, what is it that you want? You know, God, you say you want God blessing you, and then you just throwing it away. And I see it over and over and over again. And, you know, not just with famous celebrities and regular relationships. I'm like, you got a good situation. Like, why? You know, like, why? Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, you got a man, he loves you, he cares about you. Just love that motherfucker, man. Just love each other, man, and sit your crazy ass down and just be happy, man. Just be happy. What is wrong with you? I don't know. I just really don't know. You know, I ain't falling for nothing but Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. No, I realize that. Yeah, there are definitely some guys out there that's, I've even heard some stories of some guys that's so, oh my God, it's disgraceful. It's really disgraceful. You know, guys trying to use women and, you know, it's horrible. I mean, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in being a coward that way. I think that's actually disgraceful. And, but yeah, you definitely have that. You know, and that come from the hip hop too, you know, so anywho, you guys have yourself a wonderful night. Say a prayer for Samantha Lee and pray that she gets whatever it is that she's really looking for. All right. God bless you guys. See you on the next one. You know. All right.